Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Twins fall to the Braves in the Grapefruit League 9-4. It's winding down, and the countdown to opening day in Kansas City is underway. And by the way, we'll have the opener in all 162 here in the home of the Twins. And we should remind you, Thursday, our pregame at 2:30, first pitch after 3. There is chance rain in Kansas City, but I'm optimistic we'll get the ball game in. Weather expected to be in the mid-60s Thursday in Kansas City. And Henry Leick will be in Kansas City later in the week and be doing his show after the season opener on Thursday night from KC. So we've got that. Loons home tonight. They get Vancouver. We'll have more on that later on. The Wild are home today, and we're going to have something on that right now. Dane Mizutani joins us. He covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press. Dane, good to visit with you. It's been a while.
I know. Good to see you, Steve.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things about this Wild club right now, no Kirill Kaprizov, but they've been able to find a way to get points. The game in New Jersey, an example. They found a way to get a point, and as they close in on the end of the regular season, I mean, that every point now solidifies their spot.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Steve. I mean, you look at what the Wild have been able to do. Kirill Kaprizov has missed 7 games now here with the lower body injury. Went down March 8th, against the Winnipeg Jets. Weird play that how it happened. Everyone kind of remembers it by now, but Logan Stanley, he's like 6'7", 240, falls on top of him. Kirill's legs kind of turn into a pretzel, and he's been on the shelf ever since. The good news for the Wild is they've been finding ways to score goals since then. You mentioned getting points. Yes, they've been getting points largely because they've been finding ways to score goals. If you want to look at it as kind of a glass half full, maybe this is, in a roundabout way, a good thing for the Wild, learning how to score goals without Kirill Kaprizov. It did seem like, for long stretches this season, it was kind of like, let's just let Kirill do what he does. And, you know, if he scores goals, great. If he doesn't, you saw the team kind of go through some scoring woes themselves. So they kind of had to figure it out without him. Maybe that's a good thing heading into the playoffs here. You have 10 games now to kind of hone things in, refine your skills, and kind of tune it up before the playoffs get going here. If they can feel confident about themselves and then add Kirill Kaprizov back into that mix, this injury maybe wasn't the worst thing in the world for the Wild.
Yeah, and Dane, you did a story on that that was published a day ago, and he still hasn't started skating, so there's really not a timeline for his return. Is the hope that he will be back before the end of the regular season?
So we asked Dean about that yesterday, and they don't really give a ton of injury updates, the Wild as a whole, but they did give us that timeline. So he got hurt on March 8th. On March 9th, they gave the timeline of 3 to 4 weeks, whatever that means. To me, that meant 3 to 4 weeks. Don't ask us about him for 3 to 4 weeks. and that kind of coincides with the end of the regular season. So rather than calling him day-to-day or week-to-week, the Wild put out this timeline, essentially saying, you know, he's likely not going to play the rest of the way here. The hope is to get him, up to speed and ready to go by playoff time. Will he be ready by playoff time? I think that's what the organization is hopeful for. But, we're 2.5, 3 weeks away now from game one of the first round of the playoffs, and Kirill still hasn't started skating. The good news for the Wild fans is Kirill is going to need like 10 seconds to feel up to par and then ready once he does touch ice. It's not someone who needs a ton of time to ramp up. He's a world-class player. You know, I think the stick skills, the shot will come back right away. As long as he can push off, as long as that lower body injury heals up correctly, and getting Kirill's cleared to get back on the ice, I don't think it'll take him long to get going. It's just a matter of when is he cleared to get back on the ice. And I think that's a question mark that's going to be hanging over, you know, everyone's head for the next 10 games here as the Wild kind of try and shore up seeding before the playoffs start.
Dean Mizutani covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chicago in town today, and Chicago's had a really tough season. A little bit more on the Blackhawks in a moment. In reality right now, the top eight are pretty much set in the NHL's Western Conference. You've got, you know, 5 points separating Winnipeg and Nashville right now. Nashville on the outside looking in. Calgary 6 back. So, you know, the Wild are in really good shape. But you look ahead, and they're only a point behind Dallas, who leads the Central Division, and Colorado is a game in hand, and they're a point behind the Wild. So there is still some things to be sorted out division-wise, but as far as the playoffs go, looks like we've got our final eight out west.
Yeah, that's a good point. The Wild are safe. You know, I don't want to – if this thing goes sideways down the stretch and somehow they miss, I don't want to be the reason people are pointing at, but they're safe. They have 91 points. They're 11 points clear of the first team below the playoff cut line, which is the Nashville Predators, and the Nashville Predators are currently losing to the Seattle Kraken right now. So the Wild are safe. They're going to make the playoffs. But you're right when you talk about – now it's all about seeding. I think a month ago, everyone was wondering, is this Wild team even going to make the playoffs? Now a month later, in a 14-game point streak, a franchise record 14-game point streak will certainly help with this. But now you're looking at, can they win the Central Division? So they're 1 point behind Dallas. Colorado has a game in hand. They're 2 points behind Dallas. So there's going to be some jockeying for position here over the last two and a half weeks of the season. But if the Wild can win the Central Division, that's going to bode really well for them as far as who they play in the first round of the playoffs. As far as I'm concerned, if you're the Wild, you want to do anything in your power to avoid Colorado in the first round. I think they have a chance against pretty much every other team. I think the way that the team has been defending over the last 3 weeks, they have a puncher's chance against Colorado, but I would never want to see them defending Stanley Cup champions. They're really starting to find their legs. So if they can find a way to avoid them, whether it's by winning the Central outright or actually Colorado winning the Central and then the Wild kind of take their chances with Dallas, all of that will be sorted out here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But yeah, seeding really matters right now because for all intents and purposes, the Wild are going to make the playoffs.
And Dane, goaltending's been such a big story. The way this season started, they were just blown out of the water, giving up goals. It was like, this is a nightmare start to the season, and it really was. And then there was a lot of thought, you know, as Marc-Andre Fleury over the hill. But Philip Gustafson's been an unbelievable story, and Marc-Andre Fleury's been pretty good as of late. So, as bad as it was early in the season, they have completely turned it around, and now they're a stingy team and get really good goaltending.
Yeah, I think when you look at those first three games of the season, the 0-3 and 0 start, felt like the sky was falling. Couldn't get a save. When they weren't leaving their goaltender hung out to dry, you know, they also couldn't get a save from the goaltender, whoever it was between the pipes. But yeah, Philip Gustafson has been one of the coolest stories of the whole NHL season, not just from a Wild perspective, but you know, from a league-wide perspective. This is a guy who came out of nowhere, and he's right up there. When you look at any goalie stat that you want to, he's right at the top of that list. He's been – you look at his numbers, and Linus Ullmark for the Boston Bruins is going to win the Vezina, pretty much running away. Philip Gustafson's numbers are right there with that guy's numbers. You know, so he has been, to say a pleasant surprise isn't even, you know, contextualizing it the right way. It's been kind of out of nowhere, one of the best goaltenders in the league this year, is what the Wild have gotten out of Philip Gustafson. And Marc-Andre Fleury, I know he seems to be a lightning rod for criticism. Like, when he has a couple of bad games, it seems to be, can Fleury play anymore? Yada, yada, yada.
Sure. But,
you look at the last game, I know he wasn't great against the Flyers, but in seven games before that, he didn't lose. So it's a good tandem right now, and I think you need a good tandem in the modern day NHL. And I think you're going to need both guys to be good if you hope to make a playoff run in here.
Damian Zutani covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. The Wild play the Blackhawks, and they're mired near the cellar, a point ahead of San Jose. They played one fewer game, but Chicago's in full rebuilding mode, and a great opportunity for the Wild to get two more points and be in the mix to win the division.
For sure. You should win this game, but they probably should have won Thursday too. So you can't just go into a game in the NHL assuming the other team's just going to lay down. I think you saw a little bit of a lack of focus on Thursday against the Flyers from the Wild. Marcus Foligno used the word lackadaisical. Dean Evason said some bad habits kind of creep back into their game. You just can't have that at this time of the year. So, yes, Blackhawks, they stink. They have 54 points. They're clearly in rebuilding mode, kind of in the tank for Connor Bedard sweepstakes. But you can't take anyone for granted. If the Wild don't come out tonight or this afternoon with focus, anything can happen. So you should win this game, but they're going to need to kind of show up and prove it to get the 2 points.
And then a final thought, Seattle and then Colorado's. A couple of good clubs coming up after Chicago. And I should also mention Vegas this week. So that's a pretty tough week for the Wild after the Chicago game today.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about seeding or getting ready for the playoffs, you feeling like you're playing the competition that you're going to see in the first round, what better way than after tonight? You mentioned it, Seattle, Colorado, Vegas, all teams right at the top of, their respective divisions, obviously going to be right in the hunt for first round home ice advantage for either three of those teams. So it's going to be something that I think is going to test the Wild this week. And I think that's a good thing here heading into kind of the home stretch. I think you want to be playing good teams and be testing yourself against these good teams. Where you have to bring your focus night in, night out.
Well, Dane, good to visit with you. And you got to love these matinees. Get the game in, get the stories filed, and you still have a Saturday night.
Yeah, I can't complain. I think we'll be flipping on that Gopher hockey game in the press box, too, once the game is over. So.
And speaking of that, we're going to go to Fargo and get a preview of that one. Minnesota and St. Cloud State coming up later in the day. The winner goes to the Frozen Four. Always enjoy their visits. Thanks, Dane.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right, there he is, Dane Mizutani. The Pioneer Press covers the Wild, and they get a matinee at 4 o'clock today, downtown St. Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.